Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky host an international wine competition for value-priced Merlots. From New Zealand, they welcome the Merlot from Oyster Bay. From the United States, they welcome Columbia Crest Grand Estates Merlot. And from France, they welcome Chateau Les Aubiers from Côte de Bordeaux. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight, I'm joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Good evening. It's good to be here. How are you tonight, Rob?
I am mesmerizingly good. Mesmerizingly good.
Mesmerizing.
I don't even know what that means. I just know.
Obviously.
I just know I like the word mesmerizing. That and vigorous. Lee. Vigorous is a wonderful
word. You're
very
vigorous.
And cockolate is a lovely word.
I'm going to just go back upstairs now.
Also on the show is the Triple B.
What did I tell you this week to use at work? Immediately no.
Oh.
I've seen what I needed to see and immediately no.
Yes, that's a Justin Bieber saying.
Yeah, he did it with, what's the carpool karaoke guy's name? James Corden.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. That.
What'd you call him? The what?
Carpool karaoke guy.
Carpool karaoke. I don't know that. I don't know that.
Oh, you. There's a thousand. He does 1,000 sketches of people.
Most 73-year-olds don't know about that.
All kinds of.
He's had like Michelle Obama in the car singing carpool karaoke.
He has not had your generation. Dick Van Dyke. He hasn't had him. No. No. Red Skeleton was not in the car.
Red Fox?
No. Not in the car. No. No. Well, on tonight's show, folks, we are have always been a little envious of all these international wine competitions. We've had things before. We never called them an international wine competition. We said we had a wine challenge. Well, tonight, you know what? Fuck it. We have an international wine competition. We are going to award.
Right here.
Oh, yes. We're going to award a gold medal, a silver medal, and a bronze medal.
Well, maybe we'll award that.
Possibly. Ribbons.
Possible.
Maybe we'll reward
ribbons. We don't know the quality of these wines.
No. And some places, I mean, some international competitions, they have a wide-ranging selection of wines to choose from, but not us. I don't know. We have limited ourselves to value-priced Merlot, something that we do not drink on an everyday basis because it's bad.
I don't know. I like Merlot.
We have gone eclectic, though, because I've been Scott had really curated some of these wines. And he had he's bought three cheap Merlots, and he wanted to do a cheap Merlot challenge. But I said, no, it has to be international. So I took one of the three. So this is the one I thought was the best of the three. You're starting to see what I'm saying. Probably because I thought you got the 16 of Charles and Charles Merlot. That's an aging man of war. Dust in the wind, maybe.
Well.
You know. But what I have, first of all, the most unusual, I think, of the bunch is a New Zealand Merlot. Now, Scott said, I didn't know New Zealand made Merlot, and probably neither do the customs agents in New Zealand. But still, Oyster Bay, we all know Oyster Bay. It's the cheap one from New Zealand that makes things.
It's the cheap one.
It's the cheap one. It's a winery that wants to be Lindeman's. They would like to be, but they just don't sell that many. They do make a Sauvignon Blanc, which is... And
no, it's fine.
It's fine. They make a Pinot Noir that's fine.
It's proof you can get a Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand.
Okay.
And just pick one because Oyster Bay is fine.
It's like 26 proof, isn't it?
No.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. The Sauvignon Blanc's fine. Their Pinot Noir is okay. It's not bad. You can drink it. It tastes like Pinot. And the rest of their stuff... Well, I don't drink Pinot Gris, especially from them. And I don't drink Rosé ever, and especially from them. Although I do drink Kim Crawford Rosé in a can. It's bubbly.
It doesn't taste like rosé. I don't know what it tastes like.
You choose to drink it.
He's a big fan of rosé. Oh,
only in a can. No. Rosé in a can, baby.
He's a big Kimmy fan. He's a big rosé fan. Yep. He's a big wine in a can fan.
Rosé in a can, baby.
Wine in a can fan.
That's true. Can fan.
But it's before we move on to what the
second
option is.
Number two.
I used the Googles on the internets.
Yes, you did.
And I Googled New Zealand Merlot.
Yes.
And the first thing I got a hit on was Biltmore Estate Limited Merlot.
Yeah, well, they might buy shit from New Zealand.
I don't think they do. I think they buy from California.
Yeah, I think they probably... they think that's part of... New Zealand is part of Bordeaux, probably.
But they're actually... Vivino had an article, the top 13 New Zealand Merlot wines.
Well, there are only probably 13 Merlot wines in New Zealand.
I didn't know.
They say the term Merlot wines... As if
top 17, top redundant. 13 New Zealand Merlot wines right now.
But it's just Merlot. You don't say Merlot wine.
Z.
It's redundant.
Well.
Merlot red wine wines. Yes, no, it's Merlot.
It's Vivino.
Well, they don't know anything. It's just computer generated, isn't it?
Well, as rated by Vivino users.
Those are bots. I've been playing Yahtzee on my phone against a bot. It's the same thing. It's probably the same bot.
By the way,
Yahtzee. By the way, 4 stars for the New Zealand Merlot wines.
The highest score for any of the 13 Merlot wines on Vivino is 3.6 out of 5 stars.
It's not strong.
But Oyster Bay was number 2.
I bet it was. And number 2 for us will be Columbia Crest, their Grand Estates Merlot from Columbia Valley.
Well, they used to be a friend of the show.
Yes, we haven't had them on in many, many years.
But we...
Many, many, many years.
Respect. They did a good job. I regularly buy... I think I'd get the cab.
Well, there's a couple Grand Estates on the wall over there. There's the Cabernet, and then there's the Syrah. And you say, well, I don't remember you reviewing those. Yeah, we did a show on those, but they never aired. Because it wasn't that exciting. But they were strong wines. I think they both got 90s or 89s or 90s.
I think Columbia Crest Cab aired.
Might have. I know the Syrah didn't, but the Syrah was actually very, very good.
But that's like season 1.
Yeah, so that means it might have tasted like bubblegum. Who knows? But nevertheless, Columbia Crest, their Grand Estates Merlot is second.
I'm hopeful of them.
I am hopeful of them as well. But the last one is, of course, the Ringer, or not. This is from France. I mean, you can't have...
We're doing 3?
There's 3 bottles.
I thought that was your second episode.
No, these are all the same episode.
International
It's a wine competition. It's international.
Are we going to give out stickers for wine bottles?
Yes. The loser gets like the... the hazardous, you know, the yuck sticker that you'd always, you know... But Chateau Les...
I did not include that on my scores of integrity.
I know. It's Chateau Les Aubiers. It's from Blaye Côtes de Bordeaux. Now, it's not 100% Merlot, but it's 80% Merlot and 15% Cab, 5% Malbec. Now, truth be told, the Oyster Bay, $10.99. Columbia Crest, $9.99. Les Aubiers is actually $19.99, but... I bought it at Costco for $7.99, so fuck you with your $19.99. It costs $7.99. Don't know how Costco bought it, except for they knocked over a truck, and they had the truck delivered. You know.
And this wasn't one of your, you drop the bottle, put a chip in the glass.
It was fucking K-Stack, man. And the Aubiers has a sticker on it. We'll get to that, though, later. So, Becky complains about the sticker. It's got the sticker.
It does.
It does.
Well.
And it's not the sticker I'd put on there. But I'm just saying. What do you mean? People love my stickers. I had a concept for a sticker one time, and it had me on there, my face. And then I had another sticker where it was the lower half of my body, and it was completely nude.
Okay, let's move on.
It's fantastic. No.
What happened to the stickers, James?
Wilfred Wong bought them all.
I'm going to start doing strikes.
I sure did.
3 strikes and I'm going upstairs. So.
3 strikes?
I would normally be 2, but I didn't give you a warning at the beginning.
That's correct. The next episode is when we'll do that. This one, though, I am free reign. Oh, I'm free. This is Wilfred Wong. I didn't review any of this shit tonight, so I'm not really here.
But I'll be. Look how cute Bo is.
You're
with
never
his
really
tail
here,
off
Wilford.
The couch. That's true. Isn't he so cute?
That's because I huff paint. It's great. I'll come out of the tasting room and my face will be covered in gold paint. It's fantastic. And they'll say, "What were you doing, Wilford?" I'm like, "Well, anyway.
Gold paint.
Gold paint on my face.
You know latex paint. You don't huff that.
It's oil based.
Oh, it's it oil based.
It doesn't come off very well.
No, it doesn't come off very well now, does it?
No, I found that out the hard way. So, you know.
So, folks, we're going to take a break because we have a lot of work to do. Because
we're going down a dark
international path. Wine competition here on the Wine Vault.
Yes. So we'll be
I'm
right back.
I'm going to get us some, like, really, you know those stickers they use at yard sales that are color-coded?
Yes, just like
that's what we're going to start giving wine.
Well, that's fantastic. This one gets a red dot. This one gets a yellow dot. What does it mean? I don't know. They get yellow dot.
I don't know.
This one gets a green dot. Yes. I'll draw pictures on each one of the dots that symbolize it.
Never mind.
James.
Scratch that idea.
James suckling nude from the waist down.
That's right.
Okay, moving on.
Let me show what
strike
that.
Strike one.
Anyway. So, no. So, folks, we're going to take a break and be right back here on the Wine Vault.
Hey, everybody. It's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. So, the first wine of the trio of the International Wine Competition being held today or this evening by the Wine Vault. Yes. Truly a first one. So, this one is Oyster Bay, and this is from New Zealand, as I said.
Rob, Hawke's so Bay. We get wine deliveries all the time.
Yes.
And it has been such a source of...
There was a wine delivery today while I was dog sitting.
Every day we get a wine. On a Sunday, they delivered wine.
Yep. Before 9 o'clock.
The Lord drank wine, I drink wine.
Before and 9 o'clock.
All the time. And they, which, I mean, I am glad that we are keeping FedEx in business, keeping wine.com in business, keeping every winery on the planet in business. But they always come, like, Bo will be outside or... We'll be getting an Amazon delivery, or I'll be on a call. There's always a lot happening every time they come to visit. And I'm like on a work call, and I'll be like, be right back. I have to go give my driver's license to FedEx. We have more wine coming. And at this point, it happens so much, it feels like a lie. Like, again, I have to go get wine. Again, I have to go get wine.
That's true. Now, this wine does have some acclaim. And the first one I have
to
read.
I didn't even finish my story. When this wine came, Rob said, this is a gift to you, Becky.
It is. You love New Zealand.
So
you hate my
love. I do like New Zealand. I don't normally like Oyster Bay.
That's true.
I didn't like their Sauvignon Blanc. So I'm extra interested in drinking this because you said it was a gift.
This is the closest thing I could get to Love Blanc Merlot because they don't make that. So...
it makes me nervous, especially with that lead up.
That's true. James Suckling. Yes, thank you very much. I did provide this wine 91 of my points, and on their website, Oyster Bay, they wrote more about me than anything else. And they wrote, I awarded a 91 of my points, and I spent nearly 30 years as a senior editor and European bureau chief of Wine Spectator. And then they fired me, of course. Rated by Forbes as one of the world's most powerful wine critics. I'm powerful.
Well, he is powerful. James is a powerful man.
Yeah. I also wrote...
I just had a
powerful, my God.
What is it?
Shit. Nobody reads his shit. What's that?
Well,
what are they reading? Which ocean? I think it's Ocean's 11, where,
George Clooney.
No, not George Clooney. The guy that's married to Julia Roberts.
Oh, what? That's George Clooney in the movie.
No, not married. He owns the casino.
Oh, Andy Garcia.
Yes, Andy Garcia. Where he's in the elevator going down, and it's like red, and he's like Satan-y, kind of like black. That's how I just envisioned when you said the most powerful.
No.
That's the vision I have.
I'm not that. I have a whiny voice, not this voice, and I have a shitty masterclass that nobody watched. But anyway, I wrote plenty of Merlot character here with dark berries, fresh herbs, green olives, and flowers on the nose. Fuck you, Jose. Who's that? They were asking if I wanted them to find a good wine, but I know I'm James Suckling. You're not. Flowers on the nose and palate. Medium-bodied with medium round tannins and a polished finish. It's very medium. Medium-bodied with medium round tannins and a polished finish, yes.
Medium-bodied with medium tannins with medium.
Yeah, it's one of James' lamest reviews.
wine.com, similar to Oyster Bay Merlot. Flora Springs Napa Valley Merlot for $30. Decibel Malbec, which isn't from New Zealand, for $30. Close Pagasse from Carneros, Napa Valley, for $24. And Luc Merlot for $19.99. It does a punch above its weight, obviously.
Yeah.
According to one. Oh, Starmont for $27. Seven Hills for $20. This is a value.
You're trying to upsell.
Yes.
But, you know, a James Suckling 91 is like an 85 from Robert Parker.
Or a 32 from us.
Well, I think it's weird that they gave a review of the wine reviewer. I like can't get past that.
Why wouldn't you?
That's weird.
Why do you think they got a 91?
What would Wilford say? Wilford, I'll read it. Wilford Wong spent nearly 15 years in the state penitentiary.
They did it about everything. So they got a 91 at the International Wine Challenge. Then they gave a review of the Wine Challenge. It's accepted as the world's most rigorous, impartial, and influential annual wine competition. I mean, it's
of
all
of course it is.
Yes. It got a top 100 award icon from Wine Enthusiast.
Yes, it
Wine
did.
Enthusiast magazine is an indispensable guide
the
latest wine trends. No,
it's very dispensable.
But, I mean, they did that. They reviewed the reviews.
Yes. And guess what? In that top 100 list, Oyster Bay got 98th. They got 88 of the Enthusiast points. This straightforward sipper opens with notes of blackcurrant chocolate, mint, and oak spice. The palate is rich and round with plump, fleshy fruit and leathery tannins. The oak sticks out a little, especially on the finish, but it's a solid, easygoing, cold-weather wine. Drink now, and that was Christina Picard.
Do you think the mint...
Jean-Luc's daughter.
Yes.
I wish I had read this. Do you think that the mint is going to be...
imaginary?
No, menthol alcohol.
Oh, could be.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be any mint.
No. No.
On the nose.
Okay.
Just grapey fruit.
I smell sugar.
I smell bread.
Do you smell it?
It's just Smucker's jam.
It's jam.
It's so
and a little play and a
sugar
little
jam.
A little smells. Little Play-Doh. Little Play-Doh.
I'm going back to look at my scores.
Violets.
Yeah, of course there's Violet.
It's Violet. No, it's this woman named Violet. She didn't smell very good.
She didn't smell. She's very cheesy smelling. No.
Is that Play-Doh or is that... I don't
know. It's that blue putty that's on the wall. Take some off that wall.
Let's just get this over with.
Okay, let's do it.
I don't think it'll be that bad.
But the nose is horrible. It's just... one of the worst noses we've had in a long, long time.
It's not spit out. It's not spit out bad. The oaking is horrific.
It was... well, ooh.
The oaking's bad.
I thought it was corked, and I realized it's a screw top. Because it has no front palate or fruit.
It's really...
it's got a sour oak.
Bizarre.
The oak sticks out a little.
Oh, my God.
The oak sticks out a little.
It has
it has significant length. And what it evolves into a very
battery acid.
Well, there's a little bit of that, but wet dog as well. wet shaggy dog, along with some acid. Yeah.
What do you? Slightly, what are your thoughts on the mint?
The what? Mint. I would chew mint gum while drinking this. Yes. It also has a slight saltiness to it.
I'm done.
It tastes of the sea.
You know, sometimes we'll get that, like a bad oaking, and it has the curl, the stomach curl. This is one.
Headed
this
that is, way.
It's one step before the stomach curl of bad oaking. It's really bad.
But, you know, maybe it's not one step before. Maybe we're one sip before that.
You're right.
We could be there.
Have we ever liked or disliked a wine that's as bone dry as this much? Because normally residual sugar causes our ire. But this is drier than not a residual fucking sugar. Desert.
Don't forget, Scott, this was a gift to me.
It was. This tastes like a first effort by a winery that is not quite sure what it's supposed to be like. They've read some books, most Dr. Seuss books.
Would you know this was a Merlot?
You could guess, because it is so dry.
I would actually have thought I drank some bleach instead.
It does not take. It's not. So, it's not.
Back in the day when I would get California grapes / juice and make wine, there were some offerings I made that were towards this bad, but never this bad.
It's almost like licking a chalkboard.
No, that would when we have wine that has the texture of chalk and it's good, you can't.
I would pretend that the front palate is interesting because it's all mineral driven.
It doesn't exist. There's no front palate.
Chalk is a mineral, okay?
But it blows past the front palate. It's like
mid-palate. No. The front palate is all. It's salt. It's almost like a briny minerality. There's maybe a wink of sour cherry, but briny minerality, and then I don't know what is that? It's maybe an unripe berry. It's an unripe berry.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then after that, now I did not get the wet dog on the second taste. It apparently might have killed my mouth, but I don't get the wet dog currently. And I don't also get that curl. We have that sometimes. You have the first sip, and it's so shocking. And then your mouth becomes used to it, and apparently you just know how to, like, delete. It's like it's edited for TV after that.
I'm so annoyed with Christina Picard's review, because it's like when you're asking someone for feedback, and they're like, the oak is, like, a little bit strong. Like, I can kind of taste it. It's like, just actually review it. The oaking is so strong. It is gross. It lasts forever. It is overpowering. It's not well done.
But it's not after you've had it more than once. And
there's no oak spice either. It just tastes like really junky, cheap oak.
It just tastes like a wildly lean wine.
I'm so surprised the oak tastes like this on a non-Californian.
I honestly, the more I've been drinking it, I'm not tasting the oak on the finish.
I'm afraid to drink anymore because I'm afraid it'll hurt my stomach.
Well, that's not, I'm not going to discount that. I have an iron stomach, though. But think of it from her perspective. She probably drank 50 wines that day. If you did, this wine is not going to stick out in any way, shape, or form, and you're going to be grasping at straws to write down about it. And you might say, well, oak, but you've had 85 other things that probably were maybe as bad or worse than this. So when you throw all that.
Where does she work?
I mean, she doesn't sit here and say, I'm going to drink the bottle. Maybe she should. But she doesn't do that. And she didn't sit back and, you know. Now, the big offender is James Suckling in his 91.
Ooh.
Once again.
Oof.
But then again, he is one of the most powerful people in the wine industry. Fuck him.
You pulled out some.
If he were powerful, I would be dead by now. Let's just say that. You know.
He is powerful. You are dead now.
Well, maybe
you
don't know it yet. Well, that's true, but yeah, I'm not dead.
It's just sour. It is sour oak.
Yeah, but it's Scott, it isn't wildly acidic.
It's not.
There is acidity there.
There is.
Just is completely bereft of any kind of plushness. And I agree with you, Becky, that if you drank two glasses of this, you're going to be really probably... I like to focus on this little line here at the bottom of the...
I still can't believe that this was a...
I underlined what I think that this wine is, what this wine...
May
is.
Cause health problems.
Yes, it may cause those. Because it could turn your stomachs out.
It's just...
It's a shit wine. If this is what you got, and this tells me right here that they have, I don't think the climate wherever they're doing this,
Hawke's Bay,
is completely suited for Merlot production. But also, I don't think that they have very old vines. This is like the youngest fucking green vine that you've ever seen in your world. This is not old vine production. It's not pulling much of the terroir, but I can taste, you know. If it's ocean facing, I mean, that would make sense to me.
Let me Google it.
Yeah, but it does taste like a very, very, very cool climate wine. Warm climate Merlots are those big fruity ones. When you get cold, this is what you get. Real cool climate, doesn't show much, but you got to have something else there. It's got to be... You've got to craft around that, and you might need to back off the oak because there isn't enough there to oak. It just isn't. It doesn't come across except for the fact that it does end up in the bile in your stomach. You taste it there. You taste it later, and that's not. You don't want to taste it later. You know,
it's just, Hawke's Bay is on the East Coast. It is known for its beaches and wineries. It is ocean facing.
Okay, well, that doesn't surprise me much.
Oh. They have an aquarium there that has a special viewing tunnel for marine life and shelters for endangered local species like kiwis.
Well, the Merlot from Oyster Bay should be an endangered species. So.
This area is known for its Cabernet, Merlot, and Syrah, and stunning Chardonnays.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're eating Murray's, folks. Murray's products, you know. Kroger's has them. Oh, yeah, that is good. We're eating their Gouda.
Oh my God. That's the creamiest Gouda ever.
This one?
No, it's not as aged as some Goudas we've had.
No.
Which one is it?
This is a young Gouda. This one. It is so creamy.
I got that for $3.99.
From where?
Kroger.
That would be so good.
Mm. It's good.
On a burger.
Oh, it would be, wouldn't it? You know what you could pair with that burger?
Hawke's Bay Merlot.
No,
that would be sumptuous.
I wouldn't. What's the worst burger?
Worst burger?
What's the worst fast food burger?
Rallies.
Fair. Anybody? I'm not a big fan of the
Hardee's. Plain. It's just gross in general.
Yeah,
I don't know what they have. I just feel like it's gross.
The problem with Hardee's is sometimes I've been known to get sick because it always tasted good, but that's not necessarily a sign that it's going to go down well.
Not a lot of hand washing in Hardee's.
I've enjoyed Hardee's, but not the after effects. No. But is Sonic the worst burger, possibly?
No, Sonic's a good nice. Burger.
You like the Sonic burger? Okay.
I love, love, love Sonic ice.
Rally's.
Rally's is gross.
Yeah, you could pair this with Rally burgers.
I have my glass cleaned out. I'm ready for the next one.
Rally's is just one of those places you go and you eat it and you go, did I give up on life today?
When I was in college,
they
did something where they I'm trying to remember how it happened because I know they didn't shoot out coins, but somehow in the student section, they sent out all these coins for free Rally burgers. Is that what they're called? And two of my friends, my guy friends, went around and collected them all. And they each had a giant souvenir cup full of Rally Burger, whatever. And that's what they ate. I'm not kidding. They had probably three or four Rally Burgers a week. I don't know how they're not.
Well, I mean, you're in college, you can do anything you want.
Yeah, but
Henry
still.
Can eat a Rally Burger and survive.
That's gross. They ate a lot of Rally Burgers.
Yeah, Rally's gross. Cook them, keep them in a boiling water.
Do they really?
And float them, then reheat them.
That's disgusting. I don't think I've ever had a Raleigh burger.
Yeah. The fries are just all...
They had those paprika... I always
not
liked them.
Paprika.
They had breaded seasoned, paprika
it's seasoned salt. It's not
paprika.
It's
paprika.
It's Landry seasoned salt.
What do you think's in Landry seasoned salt? It's paprika.
MSG.
Well, there's that. I
mean, come on, man. Actually,
it's not Landry's. It's Lowry's.
Oh, sorry. Shoot me then. I mean, give me some more Gouda. You know what tastes actually good with the Gouda?
Oh, it is. It's paprika.
Yeah. Oh, what?
Yeah.
Well, Scott. Paprika. Well, Scott, you in a former life, you ate that kind of stuff, so you know.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, this is good to know. They
Raleigh's didn't have the worst fries, folks.
Most of the time, French fries are just cut, you know, sliced and then dropped in a deep fryer. They coat theirs in a batter.
I was gonna say it tastes like it. Yeah,
they're battered fries.
Because that's what you need.
Yeah, they do use smoked paprika, which we don't. We just have regular paprika, but I've started to see a lot of recipes with smoked paprika.
Oh, smoked paprika. Hungarian paprika is the way to go. It's distinctly different.
I'll tell you what. If you had, like, a lot of this Gouda to eat, a lot, that makes this Merlot not be terrible.
Mm.
Because it overpowers the Merlot. But the Merlot actually is not bad with it.
Let's move on from this wine. We have more to drink.
I know.
I'm help me with that. I'm done.
Let's go on a break with the new wine.
Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. Maybe I'll keep drinking the Oyster Bay. I better stop because it doesn't actually taste natural.
You're gonna be too sick to drink anymore.
That's right. Then maybe something good will win by default. So we'll be right back here on the Wine Ball. Back, folks. So wine two in the international wine competition being held by the Wine Vault tonight. We have the Columbia Crest Grand Estates Merlot from Columbia Valley.
Would we have given Oyster Bay like an orange sticker?
It would have gotten the hazmat sticker.
Okay. So now.
Yeah. I don't know that the Department of Transportation has a hazardous waste class available for that.
I think it
would get its own class.
It would be in a lead receptacle.
Yes.
Now, the Columbia Crest, it does have some fanfare as well. Now, what they talked about on their winemaker's notes is this Merlot has rich aromatic profile with notes of chocolate and dark cherries. The complex fruit flavors are followed by a smooth, velvety finish. Jose right now is the wine expert on wine.com. Can you imagine that? Jeff must have a vacation. And they said, pair this wine with blue cheese, duck, beef, veal, and dark chocolate all at the same time. That's a hell of a... It's like turducken, kind of. And critical acclaim.
With chocolate sprinkles.
That's right. Thank you. This is James Suckling again. This is my night. I always get... bumped in the green room by that fucking Wilfred Wong. And, you know, tonight, though, it's all me because I review apparently shitty Merlots and no one drinks. Anyway, I provided this wine 90 of my points. And I wrote black cherry plum sandalwood. Yes. Toffee and sweet tobacco on the nose.
All on the nose? All that on the nose.
All on the nose, yes. It's full bodied.
Did you say sandalwood?
Sandalwood.
Isn't that, you like sandalwood?
Yes.
I'm interested if you can find it.
It's.
I don't think I know sandalwood more than like a.
I know the candle.
I don't know. I don't know if I could pick out sandalwood.
It's full bodied with firm, tight tannins. Rich and dark with toasty, smoky character. Drink me or hold me.
I actually put the drink
now.
The drinker.
Oh, James Hart.
The drink and hold, drink or hold designation on Columbia Crest.
James.
90 of my points. One less point.
Which again is like 81 of everybody else's points.
Yes.
Are you all doing a second episode tonight?
We don't know.
Because in my mind, I was thinking that you all were going to be like, oh, we could drink the end of two of these wines, but...
Yeah. So far.
I'm so far.
Like
no.
It's going to be a second.
Well, this fruit was sourced from premier vineyard sites through the Columbia Valley, including the Horse Heaven Hills and Waluk Slope.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. I'm sorry. Vineyards are 100% drip irrigation. Grapes were crushed and fermented 6 to 10 days on the skins. Malolactic fermentation occurred in stainless steel tanks and oak barrels. Blending occurred immediately after fermentation. This wine aged predominantly in oak barrels, new and French. New and old French and American for approximately 14 months. Mm. Yes. So, mainly Merlot with a small amount of Cabernet Sauvignon. $9.99. In the glass.
It's dark.
It's significantly darker than...
Yes.
It's like ink black.
It smells of black cherry, plum, sandalwood, toffee, and sweet tobacco.
Oyster Bay. Hawks. Hawks.
Mm. I breathed in too fast.
I'm afraid. I'm honestly afraid after what we just experienced.
Yeah.
This nose.
I like breathed in the wine to the back of my throat.
It's a nose of a wine, unlike the Oyster Bay, yes.
Is it a Merlot wine nose?
Well,
yes.
Easy.
It has, I mean, I feel like it has a cab nose to it, but there is
stemmy rhubarb.
Yeah, I was going to say dark cherry.
That too, but stemmy rhubarb.
And a little mentholated alcohol, which is, you know, it's not our favorite nose, but it smells like wine, unlike the last character we had.
It's
the
a
last
little
impersonator of a wine.
It's a little clunky, but
it's fine. It's not a great nose, but it's a nose of a wine.
Don't you smell the sandalwood and sweet tobacco?
You all need to taste this wine. Such a peculiar drink, isn't it?
Tastes a lot more expensive than $9.99.
I'll tell you what, that's a full bodied. I really like the
mouthfeel
of that.
James Suckling.
I mean, that fucking ass wrong.
It gets a little bit medicinal. That's one thing I would say about it.
I'll tell you.
But, yeah.
Two things that are exact opposites. This
is jazzy.
Yes, this is Washington
drippy. Yeah.
It's full bodied,
boozy,
really well oaked. Really well oaked.
Feedback?
I got some feedback going on.
Oh, sorry.
What? So you wanted us to taste this. What's your impression?
Think it's such a peculiar Merlot wine because it is full bodied.
Mm-hmm.
It has a mocha note,
100%
on the finish. I know it has some Cabernet, but it just seems so much bigger than a Merlot to me.
I'm glad we did this. Who picked this up? Who picked this bottle up? Who? Oh, that was me.
All I know is it wasn't a gift.
Wow. You could take it as a gift.
A little bit of residual sugar on the front.
Easy.
It has some.
No.
Yeah, a little bit.
Ah, you're just trying to knock this.
I'm not. I'm being. I'm.
Residual sugar on the front.
Oh, just a wink.
And there's something in the middle that's maybe I don't want to say tomato, but something like that in the middle.
I'll say this. It's not for me, but why restaurants aren't
serving this?
I mean, well, serving this label, the Grand Estates, and why Columbia Crest is kind of pushing this down and then pushing up the H3. This really, they should be pushing this out. I would like this dialed back. This is like at 11. It's a little jazzy. It gets a little. It starts. It likes to dance with the devil a little bit with the bold fruits. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Chocolate covered cherry kind of thing. So it's pushing some limits there that I think can go wrong. It's what Apothic thinks it is, but it's not. Apothic actually is horrendous. This is not.
This is not horrendous. This is $9.99.
But the people that drink that stuff and think that's good buy this because that's. This is what those things think that they are. And if you like that, maybe you want to try this because this actually tastes like wine, but has it's luxurious in a certain sense.
It's got it's mouthfeel. This has mouthfeel.
It has mouthfeel.
What's the last $9.99 wine?
I know.
We did. I know. That we said is full-bodied.
Yeah. I know.
And has, you said it, luxurious. This is, and that may be, bit of an exaggeration, but it's got a nice kind of,
it's like
not silky, I would call it.
Remember the early 90s LeBaron? You could get that with like the velour interior. That's what this is.
Velour.
Very nice. It was a four-door LeBaron, but it had a nice velour interior. It was almost like a Fifth Avenue, but it was.
It has a kiss of tannins at the end.
Kiss, yes.
I said a kiss. You don't need to validate it.
Okay, I agree. I don't need to validate your validation.
What did I say on the way home? He almost got murdered, Scott.
What? So let's hear.
She
this
goes.
Story.
She was driving. That's what they
First
said.
First of all, I hate driving Rob's car.
So anyway, and she.
I thought he was driving.
He drove.
I took.
We took his car, which is like for our listeners, it's like a huge expedition, and he drove all the way down there, and then on the way home, we switched like halfway.
And so she's driving along, and she had some sort of a twitch where she would jerk the wheel. She goes, "If you'd like, what'd you say? If you would like to drive?"
Rob was like, "Are you doing that on purpose? Are you jerking the wheel on purpose or not?"
And she goes, "If you want to drive,
if you want to start, you're welcome to start driving."
Yeah, she goes, "You're welcome to start driving." I said, "And you are as well." Point made.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, don't kill us.
I only drove for like 30 minutes.
Then I took the wheel over.
Yeah. I didn't want to drive. I was too tired.
Were you nodding off? What?
I just was tired and wasn't
a good driver.
I don't like driving Rob's car. I was just tired and I was like, I don't want to be doing this.
What was the twitch? Was there really a twitch?
It was noticeable, man.
No.
Uh-huh. It's like, is there a squirrel on the road? No.
Then we're driving like all these backcountry roads. It's so.
This was on 23. Boring. This was a straight stretch. It was. She was just trying to give the cop something to think about. It's like, should we pull her over? Maybe not. I don't know. Very impressive. But this wine.
That was funny, though.
Mm-hmm.
Let's break this down. This deserves.
I'm okay.
Proper treatment.
You start.
The first thing I'm going to talk about. Is it's full bodied.
Mm-hmm.
You know that as soon as we tend to, particularly our first three or four pulls, draw air over it. So we let it reside on our tongue and we pull air over it. Even then, you know how full bodied it is. As soon as it touches your palate, full bodied. Rob?
Yeah. I put it like 7.1.
What's your comment?
Well, can you make a comment other than the one that Scott just made?
It is undeniably Horse Heaven Hills. I taste. Mm-hmm. I mean,
love Horse Heaven Hills.
I taste the jazziness all the way through. The oak kind of is like a sculpture there, where they it has form and it looks kind of like a nude sculpture kind of thing, where it's like it almost. They fancy the wine around the oak, and I can taste just a little perfuminess through it. The one thing I will say, as it gets towards the end, and I'm surprised you like this, It does have a sour oak finish.
No,
as
it does not. No, it does not. No, it does not.
I just wrote down at the end. I think twitching. It has oak spice.
You're twitching. We're gonna
it
give.
It doesn't go sour.
You're twitching. We're gonna give Becky back the steering wheel
yeah.
now.
Yeah,
I'm just she's saying. Gonna take over I driving. I'm just so Becky, so why don't you take over the wheel and?
What is that?
I'm wearing all red tonight.
What is that?
Oh, just it's a Russian national anthem. I'm being Russian.
Take over the wheel.
I'm a sleeper cell. What do you sleeper cell.
I'm so sensitive. Yeah, I'm like the red herring. It turned Scott's attention to me, and then you're actually.
My name is Boris.
Anyways, what I was going to say is the first wine was like almost there on the wine on the oak curling of it being sour oak. This is not. This comes the finish of it is a spice. It's the spiciness of oak.
I'm glad you like it.
I think it's well oaked. I'm with you. Rebecca.
I think it's an exceptionally good accomplishment, especially at their introductory label at $10 all day long to make a wine that, I mean, this is not my bag, period. But that doesn't mean I don't think that it's good wine.
I'm not a Merlot fan either, but this is a very well done Merlot.
Let's keep going around. We've got other things to bring up. Let's talk about the fruit.
Oh, I haven't.
It's got some of that.
I mean, black fruit.
Yeah. Why isn't this wine more well presented? Why isn't it everywhere? You know, and this isn't my one, but the Cabernet and the Syrah.
Did you say Cabernet?
Yeah,
might as well.
He did, didn't he?
Well, it's
Cabernet.
Those are things to promote. They used to be promoted. Why don't people buy the? I mean, the packaging. Oh, I'm sorry, it doesn't have a.
Is it dated?
A banjo on the label. Who the fuck cares?
I mean, it's a little bit dated, but it's also.
It's like a soccer crest.
I mean, it's
a little dated, but it could also be viewed as classic.
Well, they're pushing the H.
I agree.
They're pushing the H3 stuff, which is about $2-3 more.
Yeah,
it's good.
It's I mean, but you have to like jazzy, but
folks,
yeah.
Don't walk past this for $10. Try the Cab, try the Merlot. Syrah's not for everybody. Try the Syrah.
A Washington Syrah is really, it can be a really big, crazy wine. It really can.
Yeah, I love them.
It can be a good conversation, too.
Yeah, one of my favorite to collect is the K Vintner.
Yeah, well, that's...
They've got a bunch of really good stuff. But the blend of fruits here, you've got like a chocolate covered cherry with that chocolate thing. There's definitely like I want to say red currant. I guess you could go. There's some cherry in the background.
Yeah,
there.
I would
it's
say that.
It's just a nice fruit
mm-hmm.
profile.
Everybody's looking at me because they want to know what I think.
But you go after Scott. It's not that we want to know what you have to.
We really don't.
I mean, I don't know what the current vintage on this thing is, but it's not 18. This is the 18. This is still a little tightly wound right in the mid palate.
It's interesting, right? This could go.
Yeah. It has, for me, I'm not a huge front palate guy on this one. Probably because on my Merlots, I like them a little more austere. I don't like the...
He liked the French style. This is not French style. This is jazzy.
Let me talk. First of all, I think that this wine... I've already said that this wine is impressive. I don't... It doesn't have to be my favorite thing.
You can calm down.
I'm not like Becky where I say,
I don't like it. It sucks.
This wine does not suck. It's just not my thing. It's okay. But...
When did I say that?
What? I'm going to throw a pin. I have extra pins. That way you have another pin. I have batteries, too. I'll throw those at Scott.
You're being very grumpy.
I'm not. I'm frustrated that this. I don't like this wine more. Okay? I'm frustrated.
You want to like it more than you do.
I would like to, but I don't. I know you guys love it. I'm jealous Scott loves it. Okay? I know you don't love it. But I'm jealous. Okay? I'm jealous that it's not my style. I'm jealous.
Oh. You know what?
It's not my style.
You know what? Do you think that you are becoming more of a Franzia person?
Franzia? This is more Franzia than it what I normally not. Drink. Yes, it is. Yes.
Well,
this has a lot of layers and is complex.
No,
and
it
I
has
can,
complexity.
It's crazy how complex this wine is.
This has a lot of layers and is a complex wine, so I understand why it might be challenging for you to
fuck
drink it.
You.
I understand.
Up your butt.
Please, let her complete her insult.
Sorry, you don't understand me unless I translate it all to fucking Russian. So, Jesus Christ. Don't you have some maneuvers to do somewhere?
Some shelling to work on? Yes. Jesus.
I have to run nuclear
mocha.
Drills.
We talked about mocha. What else is there?
Mocha.
Just, it's wonderfully oaked. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It really, and...
I looked at, it says it's aged predominantly in oak, also some stainless steel, but both new and old French and American. Mm. So they've really...
Done what?
And they said 14 months aged.
Mm-hmm.
They know what, Columbia Crest does a hell of a job.
Yeah. It says pair this wine with blue cheese, duck, beef, veal, and dark chocolate. It would be so good with blue cheese. That's really excellent. Sometimes these food pairings are so whack. I mean, you guys have heard us say like the weirdest stuff, but that's a very valid.
I don't know about duck, but like. Yeah.
No, I could see duck. Duck, you got to remember that. What's the preparation?
I'm so into blue cheese on filet. I love that. Yeah. This would be such a good pairing with that.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Really good.
Actually, it would be a nice red wine reduction because of its kind of, you know.
This would be a great wine to cook with.
It would be, and it's not expensive. So that's a good choice. It's, you know what, the value priced.
I thought you were going to. Put some of the wine in with the beef. Sorry, we drank it all.
That's why I cook with a conga. No, you got to be careful on what you cook with. We found that a conga worked better than whatever else I used for that beef burgundy.
Yeah.
Strangely enough, apparently conga, when you heat it up, it doesn't break down into something as toxic as other things.
This would be so nice to have a glass of while you were cooking with it. That's a nice evening. That's a nice evening.
Let me have some more. Just see why I don't like it. But,
He's gonna. So somebody's into their second pour because they don't like it.
Well, I'm a scientist, okay?
Mm-hmm. You're what?
I'm doing experiments.
You're a scientist.
You're such a crackhead.
Don't mess with my art.
Now you're an artist.
This is serious business. I'm a scientific artist.
Oh, Lord. So, in all transparency, when you were talking about carpool karaoke, I thought you were saying carpal.
Oh.
Karaoke, like carpal.
Oh, carpal tunnel.
Mm-hmm. I do know about carpool karaoke. I just haven't seen it. It is funny.
It's fine. I finally got it to, yeah. You have to drink it a certain way.
It's okay.
You have to drink it a certain way. Rob, what? It's the second glass.
It's okay if it's not your thing. You don't have to be in the same club as me and Scott.
Nope.
Our palates are different.
It's okay.
More elite.
Which is double A or triple A? Which should I throw?
It's fine. It's fine if you can't get your palate to go there.
Do we have
it's
any
fine.
D batteries?
I'm trying to think about how I want to score this wine. Something that I'm thinking about, sometimes we drink Washington wines and they're like too much, too far out there for me. Like you can get some really jazzy Washington wines. This to me is the right amount of jazzy.
Okay. I was going to say, this is jazzy, but it's not over the top jazzy, but
approachable jazziness.
You know what this isn't whatsoever? Mm. It's not manipulated.
Mm-mm.
It's just good wine.
Mm-hmm. There's a touch of tannins on the end. I like to mention that because I'm a tannic.
Are we playing one of those games again where if I say a word, you press a buzzer?
Have you heard a buzzer?
I just feel like you're playing a joke on me.
This would be great.
With this wine?
Yeah, because well, I just can't believe you guys like this that much.
You won't let us play that anymore.
I know you. I won't.
It's back in. That would be such. It's back in.
I have never thought of that, but that would be really funny to get a terrible wine and review it and be like raving about it, or drink something really nice and be like, this tastes horrific. That would be a very funny prank to do to you.
Well, Becky, you've played that prank several times on Scott and I about the good wines, but.
No.
Oh, yes.
That's a really, really, really funny idea. But yeah, I'm just thinking, I'm sitting over here thinking about how I want to score the wine.
If you get drunker, it tastes better.
Full transparency. Merlot often to me is not my favorite, but because sometimes I just feel like it's a really boring wine, that there's so many other, better, more interesting wines. But I think taking the jazziness of Washington with this, I think is very interesting.
It always needs the partner of Cabernet to shine.
I think, but no, but that's fine. The one thing you said that was relatively intelligent about this, Rob, you said that...
I thought he was headed my way with that.
I was praying. I was sitting there.
You can taste the Horse Heaven Hills cab.
Yeah, you can.
And for me, that's what makes it jazzy.
Mm-hmm.
But I love Horse Heaven Hills. We love Horse Heaven Hills. And folks, if you don't know about Horse Heaven Hills, you need to find out.
Nah.
Yes, they do.
Meh.
I said nah. Not meh.
Because you don't want the nah. Lord. Like,
now he's sulking.
No, I'm not.
All right, Becky, give him back the steering wheel. Give him back the steering wheel.
He's a petulant child.
He was twitching. Let him twitch. It's safe.
Well, yeah, I thought you'd like this wine, so that's fine.
Are you going to throw a little fit?
No, I'm fine.
I'm fine. Everything's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. It's okay. It's a... I will say this, and then we'll move on to the next wine.
Okay.
The fact that they achieve consistent quality at sub 10.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Okay. This isn't my thing, but it's solid. It really is solid. It's interesting. It's a different, to me, it's a slightly different take than what I was expecting, but there's depth. I mean, the flavor profile is not for me, but just because the pieces aren't the pieces that I like doesn't mean that they don't make something that is deep and is significant. Those pieces might be something someone else likes. You know what I mean? Those flavors, as the way those intermingle, it's not disjointed. It's not unbalanced or anything. It's just I don't like the way the flavors melt.
Yeah.
Some people might like the flavors melt. Everybody likes different things like that.
Yeah, pretty much everybody's going to like this, just not you.
Whatever.
No, this is the drinkability on this is off the fucking charts.
Well, anyway, it has a brooding nature to it. You don't get brooding at $9.99.
You don't.
So even though I don't like the flavor profile of it, it's not that it's a bad flavor profile. It's just those flavors don't sing to me.
Say it again, you want to like it, though.
I wish I did. I wish I liked every wine I drank.
No, but
I wish I liked the Oyster Bay.
No, I don't wish I liked that.
Well, I don't have anything against Oyster Bay.
I have something against that.
But now we do, but you know.
Yeah.
This one, Oyster Bay, the problem is when you're eating the cheese, you're like, oh, it doesn't taste so bad. But yes, but you feel it in your stomach, curling your stomach. It's curdling in your stomach. It's something that's acidic. Even though I don't think I said it didn't taste that acidic, the wine is acidic. And that's why it does that.
Listen,
in your stomach.
After drinking that Oyster Bay, I'm concerned for my virility. I'm concerned
that... You don't have any fucking virility.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yeah.
No, I disagree. Scott's very virile.
See?
See, I made that cake with the mango chutney and it popped out.
Okay.
That sounded bad, and it was.
Yeah.
But anyway, Scott's very virile. Okay. That's the point of the story.
Let's move strike on to two. Our third wine.
Okay, we will. As soon as we come back, here on the Wine Vault.
Welcome
we're back, folks. So on to the third wine in the trio for the Wine Vault International Value Priced Merlot International Competition of Competitions.
Real quick, off air,
yes.
Rebecca and I were talking about the game we used to always play, and we're going to play with Columbia Crest. The glass that we drank, how much would you think that wine actually cost?
So I wrote down $30 easily.
And I said, and that was my thought too.
Without even a second thought about
it. Yeah, I was right at that. It's like if somebody said that's a $30 wine, you'd go, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. I think that I, like $35, I would still be like, okay.
Just the mouthfeel alone.
Mm-hmm.
If you said this is Merlot with some cab in it, how much do you think this cost? Easy $30. Mm-hmm. Rob, off air, on air, is playing with his wine stand opener.
Rob's having a hard time with this wine. I'm very interested to drink this next. You think it's corked?
So something happened. So the Derns took a little quick 3-hour tour to visit Becky's mom
in
Kentucky. And Rob's verklempt. He's definitely...
He's out of sorts, isn't he?
He's out of sorts.
Anyway, so the Chateau Les Aubiers.
I think he was worried about your twitching. I think he's been twerking. I don't know.
I think that we need our Austrian therapist.
What do you want to talk to me, Scott? I'm right here. Talk to me. Talk to me slower. Use that accent. Wilfred. Yes.
What's this?
Roberto.
What's that? What was that?
You do seem very out of sorts. Are you okay?
Are you okay? We're concerned for your
well-being. I'm fine now. Chateau Les Aubiers. Here's Yes, this is from, I don't fucking know. What?
Go ahead.
No, thank you. Don't interrupt me. Here's a steal of Bordeaux.
That's not true. That's incorrect reading. Here's steal of a Bordeaux.
Okay, they don't speak English. I was helping them. Here's steal of Bordeaux. You speak English that way, just so you understand that.
Yes. What did I say today that you made fun of me for?
Me and Rachel.
Oh, yeah, me and Rachel.
Rachel.
I have to tell you guys. So
Wilfred with a southern accent.
Where my mom lives. I'm from Kentucky. I'm from Eastern Kentucky. And over the hill from where my mom lives, this new Mexican restaurant
opened.
Isn't
it over the holler?
Over the hill from where my mom lives.
Yes.
And there was like an old Golden Corral that shockingly went out of business. I cannot believe it.
Go
but
figure.
I think most of them have. But anyways, it's this new Mexican restaurant. It's like a local. It's cool. It's like a regular... like Mexican restaurant you would have in your town, but it also has a drive-through, and they fix it fast. Like,
yeah,
it's a really cool idea. Like, you order it, you can call ahead and pick it up in the drive-through. Or I didn't know that, and the first time I went through the drive-through, I was kind of like not understanding. It was ready in like 5 or 6 minutes.
Well, Scott, it was a fast food restaurant that they converted into a Mexican restaurant that had a drive-through.
Gold Star Chili.
Yeah, so they so they're making hay with that.
But it's a great idea.
Well, it's a good idea. Yeah.
It's a really good idea. So anyways, I love my mom dearly. Hearing her order the food on the phone was like a highlight of my life.
Right. Yeah, and I don't know what I was eating, but it was.
And they were like, we have no idea what you're ordering.
I thought I ordered enchiladas, and I got this thing, this trough of like, strips of steak, strips of chicken, like cheese sauce,
like a queso,
and refried beans everywhere, and some tortillas. So it was like if fajitas tasted like ass.
No.
Oh.
The only thing, I don't like refried beans generally, so they're refried beans.
Oh, rice. Good.
But their chicken is really good. I got I got a chicken like burrito bowl. It was very good.
I was jealous.
And Maggie ate half of it.
That's true. And then the boys all eat chicken nuggets. So
chicken nuggets,
yeah,
from McDonald's.
Yeah,
they don't even make
this. This restaurant also has chicken wings, which I can't eat their wings because they're battered. But my cousin Eli was like, they're pretty legit chicken wings, which is so random. But
well, anyway, you're interrupting me again. This estate in the village of St. Alban de Blaye was created back in 1904 by Gabriel Brunatutti. I don't know what his name is. Who was elected mayor of, who cares? In 1928, it doesn't matter.
So the wine is aged in cement vat.
Don't interrupt me.
The final blend is 80% Merlot, 15% Cab, and 5% Malbec.
This wine has been awarded a gold medal by the Gilbert and Gallard in 2018. A gold medal.
How much should we pay for this?
$7.99, but it's $20 normal.
See, this at the end, it says we've arranged a special price for Out Wine Express customers well below the regular retail $40.
Yes, they're pretty stupid. They got it for $19. You know, Triple B, I realize something. You and I, we should go on the road as like a Sonny and Cher kind of thing. They say our love can't pay the rent.
Stop.
I would pay to see that show.
I've got you, babe. Come on. I've got, yes, that's right. The wine enthusiast. Yes, they were very enthusiastic. They said they gave it 91 of their
points.
You know
what? I just discovered something.
Huh.
I think that there's a reason.
What?
Becky doesn't like Wilford.
Why is that?
It's all for show.
Show? She loves him?
Wilford's her handler.
My name is actually Dimitri Russian guy. Yes, yes. Anyway.
Okay, maybe not.
Balanced and structured. This rich organic wine is generous and packed with black fruits, concentration, and layers of wood. But it's concrete.
Don't. Just stay on.
Okay.
Keep on task, Wilford.
Jean-Francois.
Just because there's the mention of wood.
Fruity wine that will age well. Drink.
Oh, this has some French funk on the nose.
Yes. Don't miss it. Don't miss it, Scott.
This is...
But Merlot shouldn't have Pinot Noir funk on the nose.
It doesn't. It's cork. No, it's not cork. I don't think it
is. Well, no. Becky's right. There's a little funky thing.
It is
funk.
It is funky. I wouldn't call it Pinot funk. It's just funk.
I didn't say Pinot Funk. I said it has funk.
Well,
but funk is funk. There's only one thing that has funk. That's Pinot.
That's not true. Bordeaux's do.
Yeah.
What?
Bordeaux's do.
George Clinton does.
I would say Italian and
you
French
won't let me
wines
wear that T-shirt
can occasionally
anymore.
Have.
Yeah. Funk is not necessarily just Pinot, Scott.
Sure.
Syrahs can be funky.
I'll give you that.
You know. And Bordeaux's, as Becky said, can be funky.
Not like Pinot's.
No, they're different, but it doesn't smell like Pinot.
This is a decent nose.
Man, the nose got a little far in there.
So, what happened, Rob?
So
for our listeners,
the Rob
got
is,
my nose wet.
The Rob, the wine guy, is a little
rookie.
Off tonight. So
he is. What is going on?
He poured the wine onto his
Did
nose
you drink
as he was
before
taking
the
a
show?
Smell.
No, I didn't. But I sniffed glue.
Lord.
That's right.
You were reliving your experiences, Wilford. You actually did sniff paint.
That's right. Hey, Scott. You know, I know you said, I'll call you later after our birthday soiree, but... When is later? Is it like 6? I've been watching my phone. You haven't called.
I haven't.
And it's not, I'm not offended, but when you said, I'll call you later, and then I said, well, you don't have my, I'll find your number. There's no phone books anymore. And I'm just wondering, when will you
call
me?
On your cell phone.
That's what I'm saying. And I just feel like you've used me, and I'm fine with that, but. Triple B just looked up. Apparently, I said something that's...
Jump out of a mango chutney cake
yes.
and you feel used?
Yes. I have standards. They're extremely low.
Very low.
I mean, come on.
Very low.
I'm Wilford. What do you want? I mean, that's a question.
Old Navy won't sell you sweatpants anymore. That's how low your standards are.
I know. I have to go to Stephen Berry's and they've been closed for years. I'm fit.
Yeah, Stephen Barry's, where they would sew things off in a square. It's like your shoulders, they'd always have like the little pokey things. It was just stop like SpongeBob SquarePants at the shoulders. Like, oh, human bodies are round. Yes, they are.
They are round.
Why are we out of business? Well,
yes. Chateau Le Aubier.
I'm very nervous about this.
I have drank this before, by the way.
Oh.
Twice.
What? By yourself?
Yes.
All by Rob's.
It's more of a, it's been more of a Tuesday night wine, by the way.
He wants to
and
be.
And Becky.
So you've drank this twice. I saw that sticker. I already commented on it.
Anymore.
So you've drank this twice, Rob's, and then you gave a scores of integrity after having drank this twice without us drinking it ever.
But is that like a violation of something?
Oh, but well, it's a violation of something, sir.
But I'm not concerned.
That's not fair.
Not fair at all.
Life isn't fair.
I give Scott and I a 5-point buffer for that. We get 5 points taken off our score.
Talk about the scores of integrity.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you something that is puzzling me about this wine already. Sometimes when you put a wine on your mouth, it has this like a temperature feeling.
I was thinking that too.
This feels cold.
Yeah.
When you put
it
on your
It's not like a menthol. It's cold.
It's cold. It feels cold.
You've always liked that.
It's weird. Almost in like a, I don't even know. It's not in like a Vicks way. It's just.
It just feels cold.
Same. That was my first reaction too.
Yep. Also, this is. And maybe it's part of that cold sensation. Looks dark, it looks the part,
yeah.
But on the palate, it feels a little.
It's leaner.
Lean.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's like you've got, and this is
the
thing.
It's French. It's French.
You've
so that's
got
part of
three
the thing.
Different. Well, I don't know what. Okay, let's
no,
see.
There's
Oyster Bay. You got two different.
There's two wines.
Oyster Bay is
there's
like,
two wines, and there's that other thing.
Oyster Bay is like, we'd like to make Merlot. And everyone goes, okay. And they just,
good job, sweetie.
Yes. Okay, and they just said, whatever. Two different approaches to Merlot. You have American and you have French. You can like them both.
Mm-hmm.
You can appreciate them both, but it ain't the same kind of wine. It ain't the same wine, even though it's the same grape, roughly. The grape wine, as they would say at what, Venice? It's still the same Merlot grape or the same Merlot wine.
Of course
it
is.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. This is, for me, it doesn't have a lot of depth. Like, we're not going to sit here and go around and pick apart the wine like we did for Columbia Crest. Like, it's not that kind of wine. But the cooling sensation is definitely unique and different. The other thing that I really noticed is it's pretty tannic. It has a lengthy finish.
I like the tannins on this wine. That's the star of the show here.
Yeah.
But there's not much else there.
Right.
You got the chocolate. It's fine.
It gets pretty quick into the tannin though. There's just
it's tannin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The thing about this, I mean, yes, they said it was $40. Then it was $19. It was $7.99 at Costco. So this is cheaper. It cost $7.99. No one ever bought it at $20. Yeah. Well, but
average online price though on Vivino is $16.
Okay, then I'll buy it at $7.99 and sell it to everybody at $13.
100%.
You know, I'll make
But this has merit. It's
sure.
It's solid.
Yes, it's solid. It's not exciting.
It's not exciting.
Would you buy it at $7.99? Yes, you would. And you drink it on Tuesday night. And you drink a couple glasses. You'd vacuum vent it, you know, shout out. And then you might approach it on Thursday night or maybe even have a glass on Wednesday night. It is not a Friday night wine where you're saying, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to enjoy this wine. This is going to be like the pinnacle of my week. I've waited all week and I'm going to drink Chateau Aubier. No, you're not going to do that. You're going to drink something different. But it is a Tuesday night wine. It is a, I've drank two other wines. Oh, it's the third wine. It's, you know.
Yeah.
Or yeah. It's the first wine when you're going to have a good night and you're just sitting out there. You're getting the grill. You're getting the charcoal all going. Everything's great. And you're just having a glass on the side. It's this.
I'm going to tell you what. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, Rob is a big fan of doing a not great wine first.
When?
I'm not.
Well.
To me, so this is more.
Easy. Let her talk.
You're insulting me. I take that as an insult.
Well, don't. Be so thin skin. Let her talk.
Yes, you can finish your thought.
Oh, my God. I will give permission.
I think this wine is fine for like a Tuesday night. It's also fine when you've had a couple of bottles. This would be another wine to have.
That's just what I just said.
You said.
Everything you just said.
You said. It would be your first glass when you're lighting up the charcoal.
But yeah, because you're just fucking around with it. I mean,
so you would drink this as a first glass, a last glass. What else would you drink it as? Everything?
It's already open. You're just like, fuck it. You're not.
What?
You just want something to sip on. It's not
to. You're my everything.
You've got your picciana. It's grilled. You're not drinking this with fat. I feel
like this show's gone off the rails.
Well, it's because of you. It's a great show. It's because of you. You know,
me.
Yes, on the 21st, President's Day, Putin is going to invade Ukraine. You know that.
Listen,
the Olympics are over now.
Exactly. Yeah, tomorrow he's going to invade. And Triple B's trying to throw us off. Scott, we have to keep our minds eye on the ball. What it matters. But
let me tell you guys this. So I was telling the boys, they're always like, how many home days do we have left? And on Friday, I was like, you guys have 3 home days. And they were like, what?
What's that mean? I don't know what that means.
A home day, like where you get to stay home. You don't have school. Oh. And that they've always been all about home days forever.
Yes.
Even like in the summer, we're counting down. We have 68 home days. We have whatever. And so were you rolling your eyes?
Not at you. Just in general.
About home days?
I was roll my eyes at you, actually, when I think about it. So go ahead. Yes. More at the boys. Then you have to actually say, that's more William. When you say boys, you got to live in it. It's William. Henry didn't give a shit.
Luke asks, what's my day?
Luke doesn't even know.
Luke says, what's my day is?
Luke pulls his pants down and has his pecker hanging out on the damn playground at the school that he doesn't go to. And I go, why is your pecker? What are you doing?
You didn't say that.
Well, and he goes, I'm going to pee in the grass. I went, there's no grass. You're in the fucking playground, you dumbass. There's no grass. I said, do you see grass? I said, screw it. Piss. Just pee. And so he's peeing. I'm kicking like mulch over him. He's pissing
he's
right where
the... He's not the first. He won't be the last.
I know, but he's like pulling his pants down. I'm glad he did that as opposed to peeing his pants, but still.
Can I finish my story?
Yeah.
So I said, we have 3 home days. And William, you know, is like...
What?
What? 3 home days? I'm like, yeah, you're off Saturday and Sunday and you don't have school on Monday. It's President's Day. But he heard Presence Day, like a Christmas. Because he was like, we don't have school. And he said, what, you're buying me presents? And I was like, nope, I'm not buying you any presents. And he was like, for Presence Day? Like, no, buddy. I'm very sorry to burst your bubble.
Yes. It's not very Presence Day. No.
It was super cute. I'm like, yeah. You're the only one that's been that excited about President's Day ever.
I'm excited about President's Day, and so are you, because
we don't have to work. You have tomorrow off too, right?
Yep.
Well, yeah. You have some stuff to do tomorrow, Becky. We know that.
You know what's awesome?
What? Mortaring, stuff like that.
Oh my God!
I forgot I had tomorrow off.
That's exciting.
All day long, I've been thinking I had to work tomorrow.
Yeah, that's nice.
You don't. Whoop whoop.
Yeah, me.
We already drank all the sherry.
Rob made me drink it because he was like, it's the thickest liquid we've ever drank. Oh, man.
It really was.
Yeah,
by the way, folks.
What did you think?
On our let's preface so people don't understand. Osborne's Pedro Jimenez. Scott and I drank that. The 1827. We drank that on a second episode. It might air, it might not. But
it might air.
Is as thick as... What is a liquid that is thicker than that?
It's thicker than cough syrup.
Yes, it's thicker than motor oil.
If you... So,
If you drank Vaseline.
Back when I used to do my own oil changes.
Yes.
And you collected oil.
Yes.
Miraculously, it thickened.
Yeah.
It was like that thick.
It was a roux of a sherry. So, folks, we're going to take a break. And then we'll be right back. Well, wait a minute. Do we agree on this wine? We all,
no,
everybody.
We're done. Let's get, just take your break.
Okay.
Take your break. You need your break.
You need your break. Here on the Wine Vault. Further, we realized we were derelict in
the
our...
first international wine competition on the Wine Vault.
That's right. The Chateau Les Aubiers.
Les Aubiers.
From Blaye Côte de Bordeaux. We've talked about that with the Chateau Bordeaux that was Blaye Côte de Bordeaux. Bordeaux.
Blaye
Côte de Bordeaux.
Côte de Bordeaux.
So, Scott, we wanted to break this down just a little bit so people got an idea. We talked about it briefly, but Becky hasn't drank hardly any of it, so you can tell.
But the tannins are the star of the show, but there's more here to it than just the tannins. I think...
A little blueberry, slight spice box, and then tannin.
That's it.
I mean, it's, yeah, a little blueberry, spice box, and then tannin. That's fine, though. But that's what you're expecting on a cheap Bordeaux Merlot-based. I mean, if you're, I mean, $40 is laughable for this, and that's why it is $7.99 at Costco. But that's what it costs, folks. It costs what you buy it at. So this is a $7.99 wine.
And
it should be.
You can't. It's hard to beat it for that price.
No, it's a strong price at that. $19.99, not a good price.
But
not a good price at all. $7.99, not a good price. Strong price.
Immediately no.
But that's why it's no Wine Express. It ain't $19.99. So fuck off.
And it's ridiculous to say this is a $40 bottle of wine because it's not.
Well, it really
is
not.
There is no Blaye Côte de Bordeaux that's $40. That's
something
stupid.
That I think that we've talked about a lot, but I think we should say for this. This is a cheap French wine.
Yeah.
But it is fine.
It's perfectly fine.
And that is...
coming from you, for Christ's sake.
It is.
Yeah, it's not your favorite. No, this is not your favorite
not
dimension
at all.
In the wine world.
Not even close. It is... it is very admirable how they make even their cheap wine palatable.
Well,
when
they...
American cheap wine is horrific.
Yeah, well, okay, there are commissions, boards that review things that say, "Hey, you suck, fuck off," and they don't allow them.
I don't think I'll ever get over the amount of crap that Americans produce.
Oh no, fair enough.
When it comes to wine,
it is. It's,
I mean,
it's
in general,
shameful.
But also
it's,
wine.
And it's getting to the point where a lot of the stuff, does it even qualify as wine? I mean, uh-huh. What the fuck is it? Who the fuck wants to drink it? Like a Apothic. I've talked about it until I'm blue in the face.
90 grams.
Yeah. This stuff, it's like, who does it appeal to? Smokers is all I can think of. Because if you like a sweet wine, it ain't sweet enough. And then they mar it with every ghastly thing that exists. This is bone
I love
ass
Snoop.
Dry.
I yep. love Snoop Dogg, but that red blend of his, that's shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's awful.
Trash.
That's one of the worst things.
Well, now he has
things.
That. Collaboration with Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart has
Chardonnay.
A hard Chardonnay. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is a hard Chardonnay?
This, you know,
we have 19 Crimes hard Chardonnay in the wine vault. That's one of the Aussie. We have an Aussie.
Who bought that?
I don't recall.
Not me.
You. No, it was you.
It was not
me.
It was you. I bought the... see, we have a...
I did not buy 19 Crimes have, Hard Chardonnay.
We have been avoiding this. We have I an Aussie...
Did
buy
you, whoever bought it, why didn't you wait you for did. The Martha Stewart collaboration?
Yes, we have an Aussie...
Should we do a comparison between that and Martha's Hard Chard?
We could.
You know, Gouda is... It's so Gouda is such a and you versatile
did,
cheese.
You did buy that.
It's my
and
favorite
it's so,
cheese.
It's so... But this is so creamy. It's like mm-hmm. it's almost like a... Amish milk mm-hmm. cheese. It's crazy. It's nice. Milky, creamy.
Have we had goat Gouda on the show?
Yes. The it goat, tastes more goat than Gouda.
The goat Gouda?
I like goat Gouda. You don't. Rob doesn't. Do you have an opinion on it?
Scott liked it. I'll answer for him.
We get so much of the aged Gouda that's just like crystalline. It's so different.
It's so different, but I like it's both, good. But I really like that.
This is McMurray's?
Murray, yeah.
Yeah.
They make good stuff. They have good products. I mean, mm-hmm. they're the stuff that they have, the salami, their olives. We have a bunch of their burrata.
Mm.
Yeah. In Kroger, they sell Murray's, man. Remember that thing I said? I can't remember what it's called. Miller's? No, it was Murray's.
This is Murray's, right. I was looking for Miller's today, but I was in the wrong store.
Yeah, Murray's is... It's a
their
Kroger
blue
brand.
Cheese olives are unreal.
Really good.
Yeah.
They do a good job. Their pâtés. Scott, we've done their pâtés, like their duck pâtés.
Ooh. You have?
Yeah. Good. We've done them.
By the way, Aldi has cauliflower crackers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
really low carbs. Really? I mean, not super low carb, but a really good cracker.
But it's a cracker.
Hold
Becky,
on,
Becky. It's a cracker. It's
hold on,
crispy,
but I think
crunchy.
I've had them.
They're
I
good.
Think my mom got them for me.
They're really good. Sea salt, just sea salt, just the sea salt cracker. But
I think good. I had them at my mom's. Yes,
they're kind of like. Texturally, they look like a burnt cracker. Mm. I'll be honest. They don't look that appealing, but they taste like a cracker.
Huh. I think I...
It's no secret the unlicensed taxi driver is keto for life, so
yeah,
crackers are hard.
Yeah. And gluten-free crackers are impossible.
I don't know that they're completely gluten-free. I have to look at that.
Okay. My mom got me a gluten-free cauliflower cracker. I don't know if it was at Christmas or it was the time before that I was in, and it had a very distinct cauliflower taste.
Oh yeah, it has a cauliflower. I don't mind that.
I don't mind cauliflower either.
Well, to have the texture, mm-hmm. I'll have cauliflower taste all day.
Yeah. I really really like cauliflower. It's a strong flavor.
And so like with cauliflower crust pizzas,
mm-hmm.
I'd rather have that strong flavor because then I know it's legit.
Oh.
I think there's some fake cauliflower crust out there.
I think people put cauliflower in like a regular.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Regular. I don't.
Just
I don't
drop one. He's one friend.
No, I really. I think I that's not far off.
You're right. Now, folks, we're going to move on, though. We're going to start off with the Oyster Bay. Everybody's going to provide their scores.
Okay.
They probably won't use a lot of numbers. But Oyster Bay, folks, what does everybody provide? Scores.
I gave it an 82.
82 of your points. Scott.
I'm going to be brutal because that was a brutal wine. It does not start with an 8.
That's just dumb. But go ahead.
No, it's not. It's not.
You can't be judgmental on someone's score. Robert, what do you give it, Scott?
It's one of the worst wines I've had in a long,
especially
long,
from a wine house, like a wine maker, like
somebody,
a legit wine maker.
Yeah, but
somebody
never liked anything from their wine.
I've had Oyster Bay before.
Their Pinot is better.
But
their Sauvignon Blanc's fine. You didn't like it, but that's fine.
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
This was
putrid.
Yeah, it's not good.
No, it wasn't. Didn't taste of the varietal.
Yep.
The oaking was horrible.
Yeah.
It had...
What's your score?
69. Yep. That is one of the worst
you
wines I've had.
You dumbass.
Trying to screw our...
You're
long,
fucked up.
Our scores of integrity.
Long
you're just stupid.
Time. No. That
it's
was
just,
awful.
Just dumb, Scott.
No.
It's 80. I agree with the triple B. It's an 82. 82 is the score.
Worst wine I've had in a long, well, yeah, long.
But I think we need to refresh your memory a little bit.
I'm sorry.
It's nowhere. If you gave it a 79, that's cool. But 60, man, it's all not
right,
even.
All right. I'll change my score. 72.
I don't give a shit what that's you. All. I'm eliminating
gets.
Your score.
That's fucking all it gets.
It gets last place, but you don't even get a score if you're going to give it that low.
So, Columbia Crest.
But back to the Oyster Bay, though. It's not a great wine. 82.
Not a great wine?
It's not a good wine.
No, it's not. Good wine starts about 84, 85. But
No. Good wine starts at 80.
And it is upsetting.
No. I don't drink anything below
Oyster
an 85.
Oyster Bay is extra upsetting because they are not a trash winemaker. They're not a Barefoot. They're not like that.
They're
tastes like a Barefoot.
This
was
even.
But they are a budget.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But not anti-budget.
But I'll be honest.
69.
I think you could get any $4.99 wine that's Merlot.
No.
And it would be better than that.
Well, you can get this $7.99 wine.
But no, but what
that's
I'm.
That's fair enough.
But what I'm saying is you could go to Aldi and get what's Fish Eye, whatever. I'll bet the Fisheye Merlot is better than this.
Well, I bet you're going to drink that next week.
I'm just saying.
I'm not.
That was horrible. Horrible. I stand by my score.
But you're wrong.
Okay. So for Columbia Crest, I wrote down jazzy, approachable, tannic, spicy oak, full body, drinks like it costs three times as much as it does. And I gave it an 89.
89.
Nice. I like it. I'm right there with you. I'm not sure if I'm 88 or 89.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going 89. I'm right with you. It really was good. No. Let's just be honest. When you taste that glass and you say, this is $30-$35.
That's it. I don't think we've ever said it costs three times as much.
I never said that.
Well, you didn't, but you didn't like it.
You struggled
internally. You're having a rough night.
You are.
I haven't given a number for that.
Would you be shocked if Rob woke up tomorrow with like strep throat or something weird? Like something's going on with his body.
It would be the Columbia Crest that caused that. But
he's so grumpy.
Come on, man.
Red currant. Chocolate covered cherry. Rolling in a mocha.
I would be so pissed if that wine tasted.
Full bodied. The mouthfeel was beautiful.
Yes.
It was good.
It was very
beautiful.
Nice.
And I dare you to find a $9.99 wine.
Well, that's fair. I'll agree with that.
That is more skillfully oaked than that.
What? Yeah.
Whoa,
I agree.
So, well, Merlot, anyway. You know.
Yours?
86 of my points. It's fine. I liked it. It's not my bag.
You didn't like it.
No.
You've made it very well known.
Yeah, I know. 89 is really strong. I mean, I couldn't even get to. I had 85. I bumped up a point to be nice.
So you're full of shit.
It's brooding. It's interesting. It's not my bag. I think that the flavor structure. I think you guys are kind of overselling.
You get so
the flavor profile. I don't know that people would like it as much as you think.
I think they would.
I think they would too.
I think you.
You get so pissy with me, Rob, when I drink something that I don't personally like and don't score it well.
He does.
He gets so mad at me.
He gets really mad.
So I am taking that back to you. Just because it is not your personal favorite does not mean that you can mark it down.
86.
But so. But it's definitely in the value hall of fame and highly recommended to the listeners.
I agree. I'll put it in the
I'll put in the value price.
And highly recommended to listeners.
I'll put in the value price.
And highly recommended to listeners.
I'll put it in the hall of the value price. It's a great value.
Folks, the wine guy's being a dick.
This is
a really good wine at $9.99.
And he's just throwing a temper tantrum.
I'm not upset.
So for the French wine.
Becky, just take the wheel back.
I have no motion.
Funk Nose, which was such a hallmark of European wine. Tannic, the cooling sensation is so different. It's gone away for me now, but it's very different.
What do you mean about the cooling sensation?
When we drank it, the temperature of it.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyways, I wrote, I gave it an 86. I felt like it's not really complex, but it's a pleasant drink. The only fault I have is it's not more complex.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I I'm 1 point higher, 87, simply because the tannins in this are a rock star.
Yeah.
And maybe that's an overscore. I don't know, because it is really simplistic, but
rock star?
That the tannins are a rock star in this wine. I'm not saying the wine's a rock star.
My friend, you have been out to sea too long. If you said these tannins
are
rock
star.
You're
so grumpy.
I'm just being real.
The tannins are really good in this wine.
They're prominent.
Oh, Jesus. But not a rock star. So they're a jazz star.
No. Go ahead.
They're a pop star?
Finish your thought.
They're a DJ star.
Okay. They're just great.
No, the tannins are great in this wine.
They're good.
That is a base characteristic that many wines just don't have. You can be a drinker. You can be something that is oaked well. But the basis for a wine is the tannins. And these have,
red
this,
wine,
this,
yes,
this
yes.
has really good tannins.
It does. It has well
that's,
formed.
That's the only reason I'm an 87 rather than 86.
I'm an 86, but more because it doesn't. As Becky said, her review is what I would say. It is what, three dimensional. If we're going to talk about that,
maybe.
It's devoid of a lot of interesting.
What score are you giving it? What's your numerical score?
86, same as yours. So it is somewhat simplistic, but it is dry. It does have good tannin. It just doesn't have a lot of fruit structure. I mean, really, from all of the wines, I mean, quite frankly, forgetting about Oyster Bay. Oyster Bay was an effort by people that...
Yeah, wine that scores 69 doesn't qualify as a wine.
You didn't... Scott, we're not even considering your score.
So can we go through our scores of integrity?
Yes.
I gave... Scott's 69 on Oyster Bay really messed up my... points.
Well, that's because it's dumb. We're
it
just ignoring
matter.
It.
So yeah. Anyways, Rob, 86. You gave it an 82. Scott, I said 87. Gave it a 69. I was so off on that. And I should have known because I did not like their Sauvignon Blanc. For Columbia Crest, I was decently accurate. Rob, 87. You gave it an 86. Scott, 86. You gave it an 89. And then the French one, Rob, 88. Gave it an 86. Scott, 87. I was off by 28 points, but then I gave myself that 5-point buffer because you had already had the French wine.
There's too many numbers.
I'm off by 23.
That's a lot. We're normally off by 5 or 6.
It's because Scott gave that one wine a 69.
Sorry.
You got to throw that out.
You guys ever scored?
Dumb.
No, you
if
guys
I take away.
Two of you, us?
That should have been in the 70s.
No.
That was not drinkable.
It was drinkable.
If it's not. No, it wasn't.
I drank a second glass, Scott. It was drinkable.
Yeah, you're...
If I take away
no
Scott's crazy score, I was off by 5.
I don't think I was crazy. I think you guys were.
Fair enough. 5 is better. You're off by 5.
But, so...
I didn't win, so I'm...
Oyster Bay, Rob, you gave it...
82.
Oh my God, that's so overscored.
No, it's not.
I gave you an 85.
It's an insipid, shitty wine. It gets an 82. That's what it is. It's not gross. It's just insipid and shitty.
You're so
not by Parker's 100-point scale.
Oh, you wouldn't know Parker if he came up and gave you a fucking wet kiss.
I just read it.
Oh, my God. What?
Don't talk about his wet toupee. Becky, what was your score?
82.
Oyster Bay, 82.
And Columbia Crest, Rebecca, you gave it?
89.
Rob, you gave it?
83.
86.
Oh, 86.
I'm rolling my eyes at you.
Yeah.
And 86. So, pretty sure I'm the winner. I gave.
What scores did you assign,
Rob,
dipshit?
85 on the Oyster Bay.
You're so grumpy.
So I'm up by 3.
Well, because he cheated. You won.
You're
no.
Being a baby.
Not exactly. Because I get 5 points too.
Oh, fuck. I don't give a shit.
Becky,
I don't think I won. I don't
84. She gave it 82. So that's 2 points. On the Columbia Crest, I had Becky as 86. That's 3 off.
Hey, give me a glass if you're not going to drink it.
Rob, I had you at 88 on Columbia Crest. I'm 2 off. Chateau Les Auberts. Rob, I had you at 87. You were 86.
What wine did you just say?
Chateau Les Auberts.
No.
I'll take this.
No. OBA.
And Becky, I had 85, so I was one off there. So that's six.
Carry the two.
That's too six, much. 12 off. So I'm by far the winner.
Did you take folks, away five for Rob already having drank the first
Oh,
wine?
So I'm only.
Folks, Triple seven B. Off. Triple B won the scores of integrity. False. She won the scores of integrity.
I was even closer, even with my 82.
Your 69 is bullshit. I'm not even going to give it. I'm not considering it. It's bullshit.
Folks.
And it's a wine I don't like.
Do your homework.
No, don't drink it.
No, do it.
Oh, you're recommending they drink it now.
Just to show that it's a 69.
That sounds like you, Scott. You would say, Wilford, this is the best experience I've ever had. I'll call you, and you don't. You're a charlatan. You have no integrity. I thought we had something special, and then you stabbed me in the back. You bastard. I'm going to slash your tires on your minivan that's front-wheel drive. I'm going to do that. Dickhead.
I'm sorry. So.
The International Wine Festival of Merlot.
Is there a winner? I guess it's a Columbia Crest. I mean,
By far, a Columbia Crest was the best. It's a winner. It deserves a sticker. I think a silver, maybe even
no gold medals.
Just a silver.
It gets the bronze as the winner.
What about a silver sticker with gold print?
I think it gets that James Suckling sticker that he was talking about. So, folks, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Innocence Taxi Driver, and the Triple B,
Oyster Bay is a 69.
It's just because you like that number. We're going to bid you adieu.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do.
For what I understand, that's normally the number you're associated with.
Two and bid you can be as bad as one.
Yes.
I've always been saying one is the loneliest number, but I do quite well. So, you know, I'm limber.
So, folks, we're going to bid you adieu.
Yes. Is that a cheese?
Limburger. It's what your ass smells like. And I know that.
We're going to bid you adieu and see you next time on the Wine Vault. Good night.